The poll shows George W. Bush leading Al Gore 43% to 40%. With a margin of error of plus or minus 4 percentage points, the presumptive Republican and Democratic nominees are neck and neck, despite numerous trips to the state by the vice president. Bush supporters say news of a statistical tie is remarkable. St. Paul Mayor Norm Coleman chairs the state Bush campaign. He says national politicians have long considered Minnesota a Democratic stronghold, and he says a Republican victory here
could send
a message nationwide.
You're going to be talking about a mandate. A mandate, which in the end, if you want to govern, you need a mandate. So I part of our message to the national campaign is we're competitive in Minnesota. Polls demonstrate that. Win Minnesota, you will have a mandate to govern. In the end, it is about governing. It's not about running for office. It's about having the ability to implement your vision.
Coleman says Bush's so-called compassionate conservatism, with its emphasis on education policy and outreach to minority voters, appeals broadly to Minnesotans. Bush's message seemed to resonate with Robert Jensen of Crystal. Jensen was one of 620 registered voters contacted for the survey. He says he's impressed by Bush's moderation.
He goes along with the kind of the middle of the row, centrist type position. And I like that. I'm not a liberal person politically. Then again, I don't like the complete reversal of the ultra conservative either. So I see him as a kind of a centrist who can represent the people fairly well.
But Gore supporters say Bush's move to the center is an insincere attempt to appear more mainstream. Rick Stafford chairs the Minnesota Gore campaign. He says Gore has faced 8 years of scrutiny alongside President Clinton, and that Bush's popularity will wane as he, too, is put under the spotlight.
Al Gore is a known quantity in the sense that he has some tie, you know, because of the Bill Clinton administration, the Clinton and Gore administration. And what the unknown quantity is George Bush. What they kind of see is kind of the nice smiling soundbite of George Bush, and haven't really taken a look and examined what really George W. Bush stands for.
In fact, the poll shows more Minnesotans think favorably of Bush than of Gore. Moreover, Bush's ratio of favorable to unfavorable recognition is also better than Gore's. And although the study shows less than 10% of likely voters remain undecided, Stafford says he's counting on them for support in November. Diane Harvey of Rochester is one of the few who've not made up their minds, but Harvey says she's still not sure she could support Gore.
I have not been impressed either with some of what he's done while he's been in office as the vice president, nor some of his stance on particular issues. So for me, it will be a very difficult choice in the fall election. None of the candidates are truly compelling for me.
The poll also found marginal support for Green Party candidate Ralph Nader, coming in at 5%, and Reform Party candidate Pat Buchanan, who scored 3%. Nader will make a campaign stop in the Twin Cities this weekend, and the Bush and Gore camps said their candidates will also visit the state sometime before the November election. At the Capitol, I'm Michael Koo, Minnesota Public Radio.